The ragas Madhyamavati and Shri both have a common arohanam but a different avarohanam. Let us begin with the arohanam first. Sa re ma pa ni sa. The avarohanam for Madhyamavati is sa ni pa ma ri sa. For Sri Ragam it is sa ni pa da ni pa ma ri ga ri sa. So you can clearly see that while Sri Ragam permits usage of Gandharam, re ga ri sa pa ma re ga ri sa ni sa re ga ri sa, all these prayogas are possible in Sri Ragam, whereas Madhyamavati does not permit the usage of Gandharam. So the trick in identifying the ragam lies in identifying the prayogas with or without the Gandharam. Ta na 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 a na na a ra na 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 ta. These are some of the prayogas characteristic of Sri Ragam. However, Madhyamavati, though has many common swaras, sa ri ma pa pa ma ri sa, the prayogas are entirely different. Ta na ra na na ta da ra na ta na 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 ta da ri na 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 ta u ra. Note the strong gamakam in the note re for Madhyamavati. Ra na 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 re re. In Sri Ragam, such heavy gamakam is not permitted for re. Ta ra ta ra na 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 ra na na. When it occurs close to ga, there is almost minimum gamakam for the note re. Also the usage of the phrase padani pama rigarisa is another characteristic feature for Sri Ragam. Similar phrases can be sung in the upper octave also, where the prayogam of ga is dominating.